So by the blessings of Sri Guru and Gauranga and all of you, we would like to present a week's worth of classes about the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaur Lila, Gaur Katha. And if Gauranga is merciful, if his Audarya Shakti is upon us, if his generosity and compassion is upon us, then by his mercy we will be able to speak something about Radharas Sudhanidhi. It's a book, maybe the second class. This is Krishna Katha, Radha Krishna Katha. Radha Ras Sudha Nidhi. This is a treasure, an ocean full of treasures. Gems, jewels, treasures. They appear from the churning of the ocean. Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Nidhi means treasure. Sampatti, wealth, jewels, ratna, money. Not money, but money, jewels, N-A-N-I. The churning of the ocean, nidhi, produces nidhi. Sudha, sudha, nectar. Amrit, rasayana, radha, and ras. Ras is that mellow of astonishment, chamatkar, adbhuta, that experience that one has in loving exchanges with Krishna, rasa, vatsalya rasa, sakya ras, madhuri ras, Dasya Ras. It is something astonishing. If astonishment is not there, there is no Ras. So we can't just say that Prema, Krishna Prema, means love of God. And we have some vague notion of what love is. A mother loves her children. Husband loves his wife. A wife loves her husband. And children love their mothers. So we have some idea of love. But it is not chamatkar. That relationship, that exchange, that experience does not create astonishment. Adbhuta. Adbhuta. Amazement. Some joy, some pleasure, some satisfaction, some fulfillment. But not chamatkar. Is not ras. It is simply a juggling of sukh and dukkh. This is all we're doing, a very special juggling act in the material world. You know, juggling, you know, throw one mosambi, then two, then three, keep balancing them and throwing them up. Sometimes unhappiness, and then happiness comes to chase away the unhappiness. And the happiness is followed by sorrow. But this is Radha Ras. This is the astonishing nectar that flows from the ocean of Radha's love for Krishna, her prema. Radha Ras Sudhanidhi. So in that class, by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we hope to speak something about the glories of Radharani's Naam Roop. We've discussed over the last 3 years, since 2007, and now we're discussing Radharani's Guna Mahima, the glorious attributes, characteristics, and qualities of Radharani, the wonders, the magic, the mystery, the experience. we will get some glimpse into the life and heart of Srimati Radharani. If Gauranga is merciful to us. Now, we will begin Chaitanya Bhagavat class. We're continuing with a chapter of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And I want everyone to, as one would do, if he entered a movie, he went to a cinema hall to attend a movie. It may be a time period movie from the Middle Ages or from the 15th century. People are dressed in a particular way, particular hairstyles and particular clothing, particular backdrops, carriages and chariots and horses. No Honda Cities and Mercedes and all these kind of, no cars. Everyone traveled by carriages and chariots. And you see the architecture and everything it makes you feel as you watch that movie. They want to take you out of the 2010 and take you back to 15th century India, the Mughal period of India, the days of Rajasthani kings and Bihar kings and kings of Madhya Pradesh and this whole time period. And after 2 or 3 hours of sitting there, enraptured with music and scenes and exchanges and heroes and heroines and so much battling and romance and intrigue and politics, you actually feel that you've actually gone there. You went back in time 500 years ago. To some extent, if it's a good movie. You understand? Well, Shastra is the best of movies because it is not only entertaining, colorful, musical, and full of intrigue, romance, dancing, fighting, killing, stealing, lying, all kinds of wonderful leelas, escapades, exploits, and exchanges will unfold before the mind and eyes of someone reading Shastra, especially Puranas and Itihas, the histories, Puran, Mahabharata, 100,000 verses of stories, except for 700 verses. That's also a story. A story of a hero who gets the sauce. 700 verses describing how a hero gets the sauce from his chariot driver. Parthasarathi Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. But that 700 verses is the Siddhanta Sar. It is the Shastra Sar. It is the essence of the entire Mahabharata with its 1 lakh shlokas. It's a long runway. You imagine a runway that's, if you have a big plane, a very big plane, you need a long runway. If you have a small plane, one engine plane, short, and you're up like a fly. Of a 747 or a big jumbo, it's going, you're in the plane, it's going. You say, is he going to get off the ground? You're going, and finally, oof, it lifts off. So the Mahabharata is a long runway to get to the 700 verses. So we find full satisfaction there, but what we find in Shastra is there's different categories of Shastra. There is Shastra that gives some moral teachings, ethics, morality, law and order. But then there's a very special category of shastras called Rasa Shastra, Ras. And remember, Rasa has this special quality of astonishment. We will be astonished by the combinations and expressions of different feelings and bhavas between a nayak and a nayaka, between the hero and the heroine, or between the leaders of the drama and the supporting characters, the main stars and the support, what they call supporting actresses and supporting, and then just the general mass of soldiers on the field and whatnot. It's a matter of absorption. So now we're going to go back 500 years ago, as I mentioned. It's a time period movie. It's called Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he's describing life 500 years ago in West Bengal, in Navadweep, 3 hours north of Calcutta, on the banks of the Ganga. And in Navadweep, the combined avatar, Radha Krishna, have combined in one beautiful, love-filled form of mercy. Beautiful, love-filled form of mercy. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Gauranga! 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 Beauty, love, and mercy. Sundar. Prema and Anukamp or Kripa. Mercy. Mahaprabhu at this particular time is Leela. He is beginning the Sankirtan movement. Until this time, the Sankirtan has only been inside the house of Shivas Thakur with a select group of Brahmins, Pandits, Jagannanda Pandit, Gadadhara Pandit, Chandrasekhar, Advaitacharya, Nityananda, mostly all Brahmins, Mishras, and all Brahmin associates of the Lord. And a small group, a clandestine group of 200, 250, would meet inside of Shivas Thakur's bhavan, his house, every night. When everyone was going to sleep, they were waking up with the kirtan. The kirtan would start at 10 o'clock at night and go till 2 a.m. This is snoozing time for most people. This was because this is the time of Ras Leela. Vrindavan mein Ras Leela chal rahi. 10 o'clock in the evening till 2 a.m. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing and singing, and Shiva Sangam is parallel to the Rasa dance on the banks of the Jamuna. On the banks of Jamuna, Radha and Krishna have the Rasa dance, and the banks of the Ganga, Gauranga, and all his Parishads have their Rasa Sankirtan. Rasa Sankirtan. People in Nadia, Navadvipa was called Nadia, and Nadia at the time, they were many people that were atheistic, agnostic at best, not interested in God, very dubious and doubtful about the whole goings-on of Mahaprabhu and his clandestine, small-knit group. And they were very critical and very envious. But there were some very pious and curious people that were just regular business people and Vaishyas and Shudras, no, normal people, not Brahmins. They were very pious and God-fearing and very interested and genuinely desiring to know what was going on. What is this Sankirtan all about? Because prior to the beginning of Lord Chaitanya's Nam Sankirtan movement, the only time that people would get together in mass with mridanga, kol mridanga, and kartal, jamjam, or wampers, was during Chandi festivals, Chandi Utsav, or Durga festivals, where everyone would get together and bang their drums and have Navaratri and 9 days of festivals for Durga, dong, 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 just jumping around chanting ma, ma, or whatever, Durga ma, Durga ma. But what they were doing, this was not the rickshaw wallas and the boatmen of the Ganga and all the various Shaktas and Brahmins and different tantrics who would worship Chandi and Durga. This was the Brahmins, the Acharyas, Advaitacharya, the Gurus, the Acharyas, the teachers and leaders of all the tolls. Toll doesn't mean road tax. T-O-L. Toll means Sanskrit school. The leaders of all the academies, the upper echelons, the intelligentsia of Navadvip. And they were beating on mridangas, and they were playing kartals, This is something very strange. Usually a bunch of rickshawwalas beat on the drums and jump around during Durga Puja. So they were very curious. So they would come to the boundary wall of Shiva's house and say, "Hey, we want to let us in. We want to take part. We're pious." And different people would try to get in by different pleas and ploys. And Lord Chaitanya said, "No. No permission. No admission. No submission.
No permission.
No permission. No permission. No admission." Because they were not really submitted in mind and heart to the Sankirtan. So finally, in an expression of compassion, Lord Chaitanya brought the Sankirtan to the streets. Street Sankirtan. We often use this term. And ISKCON. We're doing. Someone says, "What is your engagement, Prabhu?" "Oh, I do street Sankirtan." Street Sankirtan means Rasta. Rasta, street, lane. I go out on the streets and I walk around Shobha Yatra or whatever. I parade around the town playing Mridanga and Kartal with a couple of brahmacharis, and we sing. Maybe some amplifier. And someone else saying, what is your service? "Oh, I'm in the Kirtan Mandali. I'm in the Kirtan Mandali for the Mandir. I sit in the temple and I chant." Like you see in Jagannath Puri, there's in the maybe southern gate, one gate, you go inside, there's a group of Bengalis, they're always doing Kirtan there. So that's their seva, a Kanda Kirtan party. 16 men. 4 men sit together for 4 hours, then they take a break, another 4 men, and just they live in a temple. So that's temple Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having very private, rahasya Sankirtan. Not for the public. Very, very select group, by invitation only, by personal invitation and permission of Gauranga. No one else was allowed. Praveshne. Now Lord Chaitanya is bringing the kirtan to the streets. And this is where we're picking up here. And of course, this chapter we'll hear about the famous Kol Bhanga Leela. Kol Bhanga Leela means the breaking of the mridanga. The mridanga is the heart of the Lord. The flute is the mind and heart of the Lord. When Krishna plays the flute, his heart comes through the flute, but his mind also, because his mind means your intentions, your desire. Krishna's playing the murli, he's playing Radha. He's sending her name, and he's sending his heart's vibration, "Radha, I love you." Then he's sending his mind also, and the vibration of the flute, "Radha Rani, I want Milan, I want to meet you." This is expressing his desire. But the mridanga is the heart of the Lord. And so we'll hear about how that mridanga was broken. And if you break someone's heart, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to break someone's heart. You can get in a lot of trouble. Do you know what I mean? You yourself can get in trouble, or you may put someone else in trouble. This is a substance of plays and movies. Someone gets their heart broken and by someone else, and then that someone else may get goalie. Holy goalie. You know goalie? Banduk. You know banduk? Boom. So now we want to, for the next 7 days, we want to go to Navadvip. It's told in Navadvip Dhammahatmyam by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Around this time, Lord Chaitanya, as this chapter describes, in the previous chapter, he would spend his afternoons wandering around Navadvip. He'd wander around Navadvip with some of his associates, visiting different friends. And sometimes he would go in their houses and they would perform kirtan privately in the homes of his associates and friends. And other times he was just walking here and there. This is Nadia Brahmana. Nadia Brahmana Leela. Right? Brahmana. Wandering around Nadia. So one day he was walking down a street and he met Kulavecha Sridhar. Kulavecha Sridhar in Krishna Leela, he has another identity, another form. His name is Madhumangal. Madhumangal is a very funny Brahmin, walks in a funny way. So Kulavecha Sridhar, he was a seller of banana leaves, Kulavecha means, I think, wala. Vecha means wala. Kola means banana, I believe. Oh, you say Kela?
Yes.
They say Kola. So he was a Kela wala. So he sold banana leaves for taking food and banana trees for yagya and puja and mangala utsavs. And he sold the center part of the banana tree, which the Bengalis make a sabji out of. It's called, that's white stuff, you know, they chop it up. Mochakanda. It's called mochakanda. They chop it up and mix it with coconut and cook it in mustard oil and all these things. The inside of the trunk of the banana. Have you ever had? It's chopped up. That's not much taste, but they like it. So this is a scene here that... So although Lord Chaitanya, he had not yet started the kirtan, he instructed this group of sincere and pious grihasthas. He said, you should stay in your homes, and you all stay in your homes and chant the holy names. And then shortly later, he began the Sankirtan movement. So now we're walking down, we're in Navadvip now, and during that, what I meant to say is during Madhyan Kal, in the afternoon, from 11 o'clock in the morning until 3:36, Lord Chaitanya would wander all around Navadvip. And Navadvip Dham Mahatmyan says that he would wander in one of the nine islands called Ritu Dweep. Dweepa means islands. Navadweep means nine islands. There's nine different islands separated by the Bhagirathi or the Ganga, and then some Jalangi, some branches of the Ganga. So there's different islands. You have to get there across by boat from one island to the other. So this island is called Ritu Dweep. Ritu, same as Hindi, it means seasons. So Ritu Dweep. And they say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Ritu Dweep is equivalent of Radhakund. And he said, in Ritu Dweep you find Radhakund and Shamakund. So now Lord Chaitanya in the daytime, he's wandering around Ritu Dweep, which is the equivalent of Radhakund. Kola Vecha Sridhara Jayena Se Pat Dirga Kari Harinama Bhalite Bhalite. Kulavecha Sridhar was walking down the same path, loudly chanting the name of Hari. Harinam Balite Balite. So obviously he's a liberated soul. Lord Chaitanya is walking this way, and in the distance, Kulavecha is in his own world, simply walking along the path. Balite Balite Harinam. He's not thinking, oh, what will someone think if I chant out loud? Like sometimes I would go on yatra with a group of Westerners, and we were in Navadvip, in fact. And we were all together in the morning chanting japa. Then we would meet after breakfast and go visit different holy places. And I saw the ladies that were there, some German ladies, some wives and whatnot, husbands. I said, oh, where's your bead bag? Because we're walking here and there, where's your japa bag? You know, with the mala, we can chant japa while we're walking. Oh, it's in my shoulder bag. You know, one of these little side bags? You know, jolly, whatever. I said, what's it doing there? No, it's there. I said, put it around your neck. No, it doesn't look good. You know, hanging, lady's got a sari or whatever. This bead mala hanging down like this. I said, what is this? This is Navadvip. Don't be shy. What are you afraid of? Get it. Oh, right. Hare Krishna. So he wasn't Kulavecha Sridhar. I wasn't thinking, what will the public think? What will anyone think? He was simply chanting. Balite, balite. He was chanting out loud. Dirga means strongly chanting. Harinam. Shuniya kirtana arambila mahanritya. Anande vibala haila chaitanyara britya. So in the other direction, that's Sankirtan movement already started, and Lord Chaitanya is coming the other direction with the kirtan. When that chaitanya britya means das, kinkar, servant. When that servant of Lord Chaitanya, who is that servant? Kulavecha Sridhara. When he heard the kirtan, Shunya kirtan, Arambila, Arambila means Chalu. Aramba is the same as like a Paramba or Shesh. Aramba, Paramba. He started dancing. Mahanirtya. He really started dancing simply by hearing. Dekiya tahana suka nagariyagan vedeya chodike sabe karena kirtan. When all the group of people in Nadia, which is the older name of Navadvip, when they saw how joyful Kolavacha Sridhar was, he was so joyful that he was chanting Nam Harinam loudly and he was dancing down the public street. Usually people only dance on a public street when they're drunk. One bottle of Johnny Walker. And then they also chant very loudly. I am the Prime Minister. That is pair of your specs. I see guys like that staggering down Lajpat Nagar. So he wasn't speaking some incoherent, foolish things. He was chanting Harinam Sankirtan and dancing Mahanritya, like Tandava, Shiva's Tandava Nritya, powerful male dance. It's called Tandava, is a male dance done by men. People, they saw, they gathered around, and they also performed kirtan with him. It was contagious. Joy is contagious. Happiness is contagious. We should become happy and infect everyone with that disease. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Krishna consciousness is Kevala Ananda Kanda. The practice of Krishna consciousness is full of anand. Keval, only Baba, only bliss. Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada, what if a devotee is not happy, if he's not happy in Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada said, he's not Krishna conscious. If he's morose, morose means, I don't know, sad, dukkhi. Huh? Udas. That's opposite of ulas. Exactly. If he's udas, that means he's not ulas. Because if you're ulas, you're like blossoming, you're jumping, you're expanding, you're radiant. You're contagious. Ulas has a contagious quality. He was happy, he was dancing. Why was he happy? Because he's chanting Krishna's name. And that's what made him dance. Happiness makes you dance. Dancing doesn't make you happy. Very simple mathematics. You can be, I'm not happy, let me dance. Forget it. Dancing, that is the ulas mudra of happiness. The expression of happiness is dancing. First your heart dances, then your body moves accordingly. Heart dead, body dead. So here it is, Kolavacha Sridhar is dancing and big crowd gathered. And what's happening? Gawa. Now he's going into his performance mode. Gara gari jayena Sridhara premaras bahir muka sakala durete taki hase. Now Kolavacha Sridhar, first he was doing Mahanritya. Now he's doing gharagari, gharagari. Now he's rolling on the ground in the ecstasy of prema ras. I said, remember, ras is shastra. He's overwhelmed by the astonishment of experiencing Krishna and his name. If someone experiences Krishna and his name, he'll understand what is chamatkar. Chamatkar spurti. To experience Krishna and his name, this is something amazing, something wonderful. I think astonishing. This chamatkar means astonishing. And as would be expected, bahir mukha sakala durete hase. Dura, this is almost like Bengali. Then bahir mukha sakala means sub. The materialist laughed at him from a distance. Very interesting way to find. Very interesting way to translate. The Bengali is Bahir Mukh. Sounds familiar? Mukh means face or mouth. Bahir means out, outward face, or looking away. So this is how Vrindavanadas Thakur is describing the materialist, the Vishayi Jana, the bad people, the impious, or people not interested in Harinam or the displays of ecstasy by some Premi Bhakta on the streets of Nadia. Bahir Mukha Sakala. All the backward-facing people, as we would say, all the outward-facing, backward-facing, because their backs are turned to God. Their faces are turned to God. It's described about the position of the jiva, conditioned in the material world. Anadi Bahir Mukha. Anadi. Anadi. No Adi. Anadi. Since beginningless time, since time immemorial, the souls trapped in the samskara have had their faces are turned away from Krishna. Bahir Mukh. Anadi Bahir Mukh. So here Bahir Mukh means a materialist, a gross materialist, a sense enjoyer. And what are they doing? Look at that. They're laughing. Hase, hase, hase. Same as Hindi, no? Laughing. He's in ecstasy, Anand, and they're laughing. Why? Because they're envious. They're not in ecstasy. Kaun papi bale hera deka bhai sava kolavecha minsa ohaila vaishnava. One of those papi jana, one of those sinners said, "Hey, bhai, oh brothers, dekho, look at him. That fellow," this word in Bengali, minsa. Minsa means like you tramp. The word in Bengali, minsa. I don't know if there's anything like that in Hindi. Min, M-I-N-S, long A, minsa. Minsa means you bum, you tramp, you know, badma, you're like this crummy bad person. It is worthless. Look at that fellow, Kolavicha fellow. He's become a Vaishnava. Obviously, they're mocking him. Text 98. Paridana vastra nahi pete nahi bhat lokere janaya bhavo haila hamato. And then what else are these? What are these papi janas? They're observing the ecstatic expression of divine love being exhibited on the streets of Nadia by Kolavecha Sridhar, who is Marumangal, the Nitya Parishad of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Nitya Parishad. And these are the papi jana, the Bahir Mukh, the materialists and sinful atheistic persons. They're saying all this ninda, sadhu ninda. Vaishnav Ninda. He has no clothes to wear and no rice to eat. So now he's advertising, "Look at me, I'm in ecstasy." Nagari gula bhale magi khai bhamare akalete durgotsava anileka ghare. The local people said, "These Vaishnavas, they cannot maintain themselves by begging. So they are celebrating the Durga Puja festival at the wrong time." Because as I mentioned, only in Durga Puja time do they play mardangas and they whoop around and beat the bom 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 and dance all around, bom bom bole and whatever they do during the Durga festival. So they're saying, these people are not, no one's giving them any food, no one's giving them any money, so they're just they're holding an impromptu. They're conducting an impromptu Durga Utsav. What it said here, what does it say? Durga. Durga Utsav, a festival of Durga. It's not the time, the habit, but this is their speculation of why are they acting like this? Emata pashandire vagaye sadai pratidina nagariya gane krishna ghai. In this way, the pashandis, same as Hindi, no?
Yes.
The atheists, they always criticize vagaye sada. While the inhabitants of Navadvip daily sang the glories of Krishna, Pratidin Nagari Nagariyagan Krishna Gai. Ekdin Dhaiwe Kaji Se Pate Jai Mridanga Mandira Shanka Shunibhari Pai. One day by providence, that means God, the Mughal ruler of the area, who was known as Kazi, he walked down that road and he heard the sounds of mridanga, kartals and conch shells, harinama kolahala, chatur dike matra, shunya sanare kaji, apanara shastra. When the Mughal Kazi heard the loud vibration of the Lord's names in Chatur Dike, four directions, he immediately remembered his own scriptures, which the Mughal scriptures do not allow such things. Kaji boli, Dhar Dhar, Aji Karan Karya, Aji Bha Ki Kare, Torini Mayacharya, catch them! Dhara means hold. Hold, catch. Put handcuffs on them. Lock them up. I will take action today. Aj Karun Karya. Let's see what your teacher Nimai does. Your Nimayacharya. Ha! I am the Kazi of Navadvip. Ate vate palaila nagariyaghan mahatrase kesha keha nakare bandan. Wow. When the Kazi spoke, because everybody was gathered around, you have to see now, put the whole scene together now. People are chanting amardangas, and they're playing conch shells, and they're beating on kartals, and they're chanting in sankirtan. Then the Kazi has come. Who is this? In my village? Stop this! Stop! Catch them! Then what did the humble Trinadapi, Sunichi, Natori, what did the Vaishnavas do? This verse says, they quickly ran away! And they were so fearful, they didn't even tie their hair! Let's get out of here! Kazi's on a rampage! This is like, it's like not a joke if you see the scene now, because we're reading verse by verse, but if you were seeing it in a movie, this would be flowing, and it'd be like a little not so funny. Jahare paiva kachi marila tahare bangira madanga anachara kaila dware. Akazi beat whoever he caught. He broke the madanga and created havoc in that place. He's like a little terrorist. Maybe this is the first terrorist. He started off with a mridanga and then he got an AK-47 and went wild. First he had a lati and he was breaking mridangas. And now he got an AK-47 and started splitting people in half. Kaji Bale, Hindu Jani, Haila Nadia, Karimutara, Shasti Nagali Pai. The entire Nadia has been overrun by the Hindus. When I catch them, I will punish them. Shamakari Janaaji Daive Haila Rati Aradina Lagaili Paila Laive Jati. It's night now, so I will excuse you. But if I catch you again tomorrow, I will destroy your caste. Make you all Mughals! Emata pratidina dushta gana laye nagara brahmaye kaji kirtana chahiya. In this way, the Kazi and his sinful followers, dushta gana, the same as Hindi. Bengali is practically the same as Hindi. Isn't it? Dushta gana. They wandered all around Nadia looking for a kirtan. To join and to dance in bliss? No. To break mridangas and to break
heads.
Duke Sabha Nagariya Take Lukaya Hindugana Kaji Sava Mare Kadartia. In distress, subduke. The same. Everyone was in distress, harassed by the demon, the Kazi. The Chan Kazi is none other than King Kansa of Mathura. You know that? King Kans, or you say Kans, King Kans, or Kamsa, of Mathura, who harassed Devaki and Nanda, Vasudeva, put them in prison, and tried to kill Krishna by sending so many demons. That King Kans, he came 500 years ago to Nadia, and he became the Chan Kazi. This is Kamsa in action. The people were hiding Lukaiya. Luka-luki means hide and seek. It's one of the leelas of Krishna, Luka-luki. Krishna covers his eyes, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the gopis hide everywhere. Then Krishna tries to find, then the gopis cover, and then Krishna tries to find. It's called Luka. We have Luka-luki kund. And Kamivan side, there's Luka-luki kund from Charan Bahari. You go up Charan Bahari, you look down, and you see this beautiful kund and some van there. The pastime took place. So everybody was hiding. The Kazi went about Nadia beating and chastising Hindus. This is how the Sankirtan movement began in India. Beating and chastising anybody that dared to chant Hare Krishna. Same pastimes go on in other countries around the world. Singapore, other places. You go on the streets, they'll beat you and throw you in a jail. If you go on the public. All these different Muslim countries, Bahrain, all these places. You can, in your house, you can chant a little bit. But outside in the street, you'll get beaten, you'll get arrested. Life imprisonment. For playing mridanga and saying Hare Krishna. Keha bale Hari Nama Laiba Mane Mane Huda Hudi Bali Jache Konava Purane. Some atheistic Hindu, he said, one should chant the name of Hari in one's mind. Where does it say in the Puranas one should chant so boisterously and loudly? Huda Hudi. Huda Hudi. I know in Hindi, I don't think you have it. It means kolahala. Huda Hudi. Huda Hudi. Means very boisterous, very loud chanting. Stay in your home. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nice, nice. Shanti, shanti. Why all this noise? They go on to say, Langile bedera vakya e shasti hai jati kariya o ai gulara nahi bhai. This is a punishment for one who transgresses the Vedic injunctions. These fellows are not even concerned about their caste. So these atheistic Hindus, they're saying, see, they've broken the shastras, they're chanting loudly, now this is the reaction they're getting. For not following the Shastras, the Kazi and his men are beating them and harassing them and threatening to throw water on them and have them lose their caste. Now they become, they're no longer a Brahmin or Kshatriya or Vaishya or Manya. They become, automatically become a Muslim. This is, they're getting their just dessert. They're going on. Nimai pandit jay karina ahankare Sabe churna hai beke kajire dujare. Now Nimai Pandit's pride will be completely smashed by the Kazi. Hankare dujare. They were, in other words, they said, if the scriptural conclusions introduced by Nimai Pandit are defeated by the Kazi, then Nimai's pride will be smashed to pieces. Nagare nagare jay bulena nityananda dekatara kondina bahiraya ranga. The happiness of Nityananda, his associate, who freely wanders around town, will soon come to an end. The ecstasy that Sri Nityananda relishes from his Nagar Kirtan, means public street sankirtan, wandering here and there and chanting, will vanish when he's arrested and incarcerated by the Qazi. Incarcerated means put in the jail, imprisoned. Now they go on to say, Uchita balite hai amara pashanda dhanya nadi jaya eta upajila bhanda mbayeke kichu nahi kare prayuttara prabhustani giya sabe kare na gochara. They call us Pashandis for speaking the truth. All these Vaishnavas, these followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they call us atheists. But we're speaking the truth. All glories to Nadia, which is filled with so much hypocrisy. Out of fear the devotees did not reply to these atheists, they went to the Lord and explained everything to him. Prabhustane Giya Savakarina Gochar, they came before the Lord. Devotees went to Mahaprabhu and explained how they were being unfairly tortured by the atheistic Hindus and the Qazi and his henchmen. Kajira bhayete arana kari kirtan pratidina bulelai sahasreka jan navadvipa chodiya jaibe onyastan gochrele dui tomara charan. Out of fear of the Qazi, we have stopped performing kirtan. Hari kirtan aranehi. The Qazi wanders around Nadia with his thousands of followers. We must leave Navadvipa and go somewhere else. Oh my Lord, oh Mahaprabhu, we submit these two concerns at your feet. So this is what they mentioned. They met with Mahaprabhu and said, please, we're in great distress. You're Mahaprabhu. You are our Prabhu, our great master. You are Nimayacharya. You are a teacher. You are leading us in the Sankirtan movement. You inaugurated. You began the Sankirtan movement. Now look what happened to your baby you created. Your baby turned into a monster. We're being beaten and tortured and threatened with our lives. Losing your caste means you losing your life. Subhuti Roy they sprinkled water on him. One Muslim, Subhuti Roy. And all the Brahmins of Navadvipa said, oh, now you've been turned into a Mughal, Muslim. And then he said, how can I rectify this? And they said, you should drink 1 liter of hot ghee, which means commit suicide. So he went to Lord Chaitanya and he said, listen, I've lost my caste by becoming a Muslim, and all the Brahmins of Nadia are telling me the only atonement, the only prayaschitta is to drink hot ghee, which is instant suicide. If you drink hot ghee, there will be no more of me. So then he went to Lord Chaitanya and said, what is this? Harinam, Harinam, Harinam. Take shelter of the holy name. Go to Vrindavan, Vrindavan Javo. Vrindavan Javo. Nam Karo. Nam Lao. Vrindavan Jao. Take the holy name and go to Vrindavan. That's what he did. And he was one of the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So they're saying we have to leave. Thousands of the Qazi's people have become averse to kirtan, and they will search us out and torture us if we do any kirtan anywhere. We will leave Navadvipa and go elsewhere. Fear the Qazi's torture, and leaving Navadvipa to escape that fear were the two anxieties that the Nadiyavasis submitted before Mahaprabhu. So tomorrow we'll find out about the reply of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai.